The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Hey, today I want to take you through it's actually a pretty cool story. Oh, I think it's a cool story. You can be the judge of that, I suppose. But it's about my time in London. I think most of you will know that have been following, listening, and being a part of the show and what I do for a while. You'll know that I cut my teeth, I suppose you'll say, in London, and I had some interesting things that happened. I want to tell you about it, right? I want to take you through this really cool story. So when I was in London, I worked on a trading desk. It wasn't a trading desk as such, like I was trading other people's money. I was trading my money. But I was there. It was during that stage when I told you, I was still working, so it was part of the job that I was doing, but I was able to trade with this job and I would help people and I was a part of a team there. Anyway, it's sort of irrelevant, that part of the story. Anyway, I was working with a bunch of other dudes. Now, this was around the time, when was it? It was during the financial crisis, okay? So we had a meeting. We had a meeting in the, I guess, trading floor, the trading room, whatever you want to call it. And there was about, I think it was about 8 or 10 of us. And it was sort of chaired or run by the very charismatic leader who unfortunately couldn't trade to save himself. That he did have a very good team of very good traders, so I'll give him that much. He was good at bringing good traders together, but you know, which saved him really. But he wasn't a very good trader. Just completely flippant, no discipline whatsoever, and really was a very emotionally driven person. Was really interested in being popular. Was really interested in Lamborghinis. Funnily enough, here we are in crypto, and you know, same sort of thing right now. And anyway, he was a charismatic fellow, really outgoing, really spontaneous, which didn't really work too well with his trading. I've documented this with you guys plenty of times that for me, it took me about 4 years and really only about the 6 years that I fully master myself in terms of, you know, the person that you hear now and you see now and that I am. I can't be as a trader. It just doesn't work. You can't be like that. So when I walk in that door, shut the door and I sit down to trade, I'm a different person than when I do this, right? So my scanning comes first, and I've got to shift into different people. It's like a mild personality disorder, I suppose, that I'm trying to achieve. Anyway, we're sitting there. I'm at the head of the table because I got my trading terminal open, and everyone else was standing around having a coffee or whatever, and having a chat about what's going on. And Northern Rock had just collapsed. Northern Rock was the first of the banks to collapse. It was a UK-based bank, and I was thankfully short Northern Rock, not because I knew what was going to happen, but because it was in a downtrend, and I found a trader short. It was just purely by chance that I was in the collapsing bank, but it did very well, and there's a few others as well. Now, at this time, during this period, so I wasn't saying it was that day, but during this period, what happened was the banks, they lend to each other at like a discount rate, so they help each other with liquidity and cash flow, that sort of thing. So they cut the discount rate while we were in this meeting. Now, when they cut the discount rate, the Dow had been going and falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. It had been down, 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 crashing. Just proper crashing, right? And then they came out and they cut the discount rate. Now, when they cut that discount rate, the markets went and shot up 1,000 points on the Dow. Now, I can't remember the prices that the Dow was at that time, so I'm not even going to attempt because it would just purely be a guess. I've got a number in my head, but you know, it doesn't really add anything to the story, so I won't bother. And here we are. I'm sitting at the desk. I'm the youngest in this trading floor. Right? I'm the youngest person in this desk. And I know what I'm doing at this stage, you know. I still made mistakes, don't get me wrong, but I knew what I was doing. I knew what was right. I knew what was wrong. I knew what was very wrong. I knew not to act upon emotions. And I understood risk at that stage. Now, this fellow is he's screaming at me, buy, 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 buy. And I got 10 of my peers, right? 10 of my peers in that room. My mentors, these are the people that were teaching me to be a better trader. That was what I was doing. That was what I was there for. Right, I was there to be a better trader, and he's shouting at me, calling me names. He's like, "Why don't you fucking buy? Why don't you?" I'm like, "Dude, no, I'm not buying. I'm not. We could have done this. We could have done that. I said, "Yeah, but that's not what we do here. That's not good trading. You want to buy, you go and buy. I'm not." because there was a company account there as well, and I was trading that company account, and I was trading my money at the time as well as trading alongside of this company account, and he was absolutely bloody livid. This guy was like about to bust a vein in his forehead, right? He was about to explode, and I was sitting there just thinking, Jesus, am I going to get marched out the door here? I'm ignoring orders from the lieutenant, so to speak, and I held my ground and I didn't do it, and I could see in the faces of the people, the traders that I was being mentored by, you could see them quietly going, yes, well done, Daniel-san, and I remember afterwards, because that afternoon we went and had a beer at the local, or a pint at the local pub there in Chelsea, and it was a defining moment in my career, in the sense that I had the respect now, complete respect of my colleagues. I'd entered into their league of discipline, and I proved something not just to them but to myself. I proved that I had the grit to, under immense pressure, still make decisions based on logic and my plan. And I bring that to you now, because I think it's a bloody cool story, and I just forgotten about it. And I thought, this would be a good one to tell the podcast. But B, also because it's a really big one around this crypto space at the moment. You know, we see a lot of people talking about projects and saying, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Or rumors that come out. Now, those of you that trade the strategies that I teach, or have your own strategy, because it doesn't really matter what the strategy is, you've got to have that ability to stand strong, to know what it is that you're doing and to believe in that and not deviate from that plan. Now, you're going to get put under immense pressure and you're going to have all sorts of shining, dangly things you want to grab at them. And look, some of those dangly things, they might have actually gone on to do a 10x, or they might have done really well, but that doesn't matter, because when you spread across all of them, you're going to be down. You've got to focus on what it is you do, find your edge and work on that. Emotion doesn't make good traders. It might get you lucky here and again, but luck is not a long-term strategy. That story, and that story is for you, but that lesson for me, it stays with me. Obviously, there's a lot of things that have happened in my career. That one really stays with me as a defining moment for me. You'll have them. You might have already had them, but I wanted to share it with you guys. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.